Welcome to the Green Screen of Death. My name is Adrian.
My name is Bill.
So we're bringing you a special episode today. Fuck the Oscars, part two.
Part two.
2017 edition. The people have spoken, and we're listening to the people.
So I have a little bit of a confession to make.
Yes.
It wasn't so much fuck the Oscars this year.
It wasn't.
A lot of my stuff won.
That's right. Yeah, they got a lot right this time.
I was really shocked.
You know, they did make some changes to the way they structure the voting body. I can't remember exactly, but it was like they got rid of a lot of members who haven't, you know,
made a movie in 30 years.
Yeah, exactly.
So the old white dude factor?
Old white dudes who made movies in the 70s are no longer voting.
A movie like Moonlight can now win. Cool.
That's right. Yeah. So
you know, if they don't fuck it up.
Exactly. That was bad.
More on that later.
Yeah, we'll get to that. When we first started, we thought it would be fun to record a fuck the Oscars episode because we're anti-Oscars, anti-awards.
But I remember recording that episode and I didn't like recording it. It was so negative and yeah. I hated it.
Yeah.
But this one, I did a little bit of positive stuff in here too.
Me too.
Yeah.
And the thing is, like, we made our choices in the last episode, like 2 or 3 years ago, whatever it was, and we just weren't into it, and that's why we didn't bother. But you know, they did a lot of good things this year, and
yeah, we're not so much fuck the Oscars this year. It's just kind of a catchy title.
It is. It really is.
So we're gonna go with it again.
We're gonna stick with it.
Fuck the Oscars.
Fuck the Oscars.
Part two.
I still say fuck the Oscars, though.
And I do too.
Yeah, because I started out with this point that I was talking with Will Lindis from Movie Bear. Podcast. You and me have had this same conversation countless times. It's just this weird thing where people root for their favorite movies or actors, like they're rooting for a sports team to win a championship, and that's not the way art works.
I'm a really big fan of the Los Angeles Raider Emma Stones. I don't know about you, but
that's right. Emma Stone or die.
Yeah.
And you know, I'll admit I fell into that trap over and over. You know, I was, if you happen to follow me on Twitter, I was making all kinds of snarky remarks about La La Land all night.
Adrian's just a big shit disturber. And people always fall for it.
They do.
Like, are you guys dumb? Like, he's trying to piss you off. And yep. It works.
Yeah. There were some friendly casualties I wasn't too happy about.
Troll. But, troll.
I had so much fun. That was the only way I was going to have fun, is if I were approaching it like a heel wrestler watching the Oscars.
I did enjoy all your wrestling photos.
Oh, yeah.
Especially of that one where the two women throw that other woman into that other woman.
Oh, yeah.
And then a drop kick.
Yeah.
That was insane.
Yeah, I think that was a Japanese wrestling gif.
I retweeted that. I was like, that's really cool.
That was awesome.
And X-Pac going, suck it.
Yeah, man.
So good.
Like, La La Land, suck it.
Yeah, just killing La La Land. So right. Good. So
roasting
good.
It over and over again.
So where do we begin? How about this? Did you like Jimmy Kimmel?
I enjoyed his stuff.
I didn't think he was bad.
Yeah.
I you know, say what you will about the political humor or political speeches, I thought Jimmy kept it light, fast, some pretty funny Matt Damon stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought he was good. I thought he was better than most.
Oh yeah.
I would say.
Yeah. Yeah, he did his job. He was entertaining. There were a couple times where he crapped on people immediately after they won, and I wasn't super enthusiastic about that, but it was all in good fun, so
yeah.
I don't think he hurt any feelings like that.
Personally, I think the only thing that struck out with Jimmy Kimmel was the tour bus.
Oh, the tour bus was brutal.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
Move it on, folks.
Yeah, yeah, that was bad.
Yeah, that was a two-minute skit at best.
Yeah.
And then it was 20 minutes, it felt like.
Oh, it went on way too long.
Didn't like it at all.
Yeah.
So right off the top, the first award, I think, was Mahershala Ali winning.
That's right.
I think that was pretty much a given.
Yeah.
I think everybody had that as their, like, lock.
Oh, yeah.
Along with Viola Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Those were written in stone months ago.
Oh, totally.
And congratulations to them both, because they're great.
Yeah, yeah. I even said Viola Davis, she should be winning every year.
She probably should have won for The Help.
Yeah, she's great in that movie.
But, you know, Meryl Streep was there and had to win for The Iron Lady.
Oh, man.
Man, yeah. Ew, I hated that movie.
I hated it.
The next thing that really pissed me off, Suicide Squad. Oscar winner.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
What was it? Costume or makeup?
Costume. Costume.
Yeah, one of those.
Yeah, something like that. I was just like, really?
Oh, no. It was makeup.
Okay, well, Star Trek Beyond was also nominated. I thought that was a really cool looking film.
Yeah.
Makeup wise or whatever the fuck the category
yeah,
was.
Yeah, it was makeup. But the costume was Fantastic Beasts.
Yeah. And I'm like, I saw Idris Elba in that film and it didn't look like Idris Elba. Like,
you had no idea.
Some pretty cool stuff in Suicide Squad, I guess. But, you know, Jared Leto looked really shitty.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't do that very well.
Yeah,
I don't agree. Yeah, you know, Suicide Squad 1, Stanley Kubrick 0.
That's right. There's something wrong with that.
Yeah.
Man.
Then during the commercials, Bill Paxton in a Rolex commercial.
Yeah.
Made me want to cry.
I know, like, man.
Too soon.
Yeah, dude.
I know they didn't do it on purpose, but yeah. Maybe you shouldn't have aired the commercial
because
you made a lot of geeks cry.
Oh, totally, man. Yeah, it was just unlucky timing. And like on that topic, Jennifer Aniston introduced the In Memoriam sequence. And that was really touching because she made a point to talk about Bill Paxton.
And then she started to cry.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck you, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah. Fuck you.
Yeah, same here. Yeah, Sarah caught me wiping my eyes before it even started.
I'm like, I don't even like you, Jennifer Aniston, but you just made me like you.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Damn. Yeah. And oh, in that sequence, did you see they had a producer who didn't actually die?
Yeah.
That's so bad.
Oh, yeah, they screwed up. That's some bad fact checking.
Oh, man.
OJ Made in America.
Yes.
It's best documentary, and it has commercial breaks.
They made history, man.
Yeah.
The first TV show to win an Oscar.
I know. I'm flabbergasted by that.
Walls were broken down last night.
Yeah, it's a freaking TV show. ESPN made it. They're a television.
A network.
Network.
Yeah.
It aired on ESPN for 30 for 30. Guess what? That's a TV show.
It is.
13th? That's a documentary.
That is.
Yeah. Fire at Sea. That's a documentary.
Yeah.
You know, better stuff.
Oh, yeah.
OJ Made in America is really good.
Yeah.
But it's a TV show.
Yeah.
Wrong thing one.
Yeah, it's weird that it has commercial breaks.
Yeah.
That's not a movie.
It's, you know, they didn't even try to fix it.
Yeah.
I watched it on Blu-ray.
Yeah.
The commercial breaks are still there.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Why is this an issue?
Oh, but they played it in theaters. But hey, remember that time Game of Thrones played in IMAX? So does that make Game of Thrones a movie?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Jon Snow for best actor.
All right.
No, not to take away from OJ Made in America. It's really good.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, Timberlake opened the show.
Oh, yeah, I missed that.
Thought he was really good doing the troll song.
Okay, yeah.
And then the Moana performance happened with Lin-Manuel Miranda, which people shit on for some reason. I don't get that.
Yeah.
Thought it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And then the girl from Moana came out, sang the song. A prop hit her in the head. It was pretty funny.
Oh, I missed that.
Oh, it was so good. I'm so mean. But yeah. I saw it and I'm like,
oh man.
Come on. And she kept on going like a pro.
Nice.
That was great.
Yeah.
And then Askar Farhadi won.
Oh, that's right.
And I'm like, you know what? Tony Erdmann's a better film.
Yeah.
But if anything was going to beat it, The Salesman.
Oh, totally.
Also a really great film.
Yeah.
Plus, there's that whole story behind it, which was why it won.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
But I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
No, not even close.
Yeah.
So, do you know who he sent up?
No, I didn't catch who that was.
It was the first Iranian woman to go into space.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So, he sent this woman up, this really important woman, to read this really amazing speech about equality and how he didn't show up because it was wrong and all this stuff. It was great.
Mm-hmm.
One of the really great moments of the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what? Props to Askar Farhadi. He's amazing. That made my show.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was pure class.
Yeah.
Like, he could have went hardcore, could have turned it into something nasty, but that's not in his nature.
No. Yeah. I like how all the nominees that, like, a day before, wrote a big note saying how they all opposed him not being there.
Yeah.
That's also awesome.
I love that. Yeah.
Yeah. Piper from Pixar won Best Animated Short. It's really good.
Yeah.
I liked it,
mm-hmm.
but I'm thinking there was another one called Pear, Cider, and Cigarettes that I liked more.
Okay, I didn't see that one.
It was like a 30-minute short made in Vancouver.
Oh, wow.
It has a Black Sabbath song in it, and it has a Metallica song
nice.
In it. That's how it wins, right there.
There you go.
Black Sabbath is the best band ever.
Right on, dude.
Then Zootopia won.
Oh, that angered me, dude. I was like, this is why I don't watch the fucking Oscars.
I like Zootopia.
Yeah, I liked it.
It's not a bad film.
It's a cute little movie.
But Kubo and the Two Strings is really special.
Yeah.
And My Life as a Zucchini is really damn good, too.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, okay, this was just... Nobody watched Zucchini,
yeah.
And nobody watched Kubo.
And nobody watched Red Turtle.
Yeah, I can understand the Red Turtle. That's going to piss people off.
That's true.
But it's also a masterpiece, so,
yeah.
You know, whatever it is. But yeah, Zootopia is the easy way out.
It really is.
Pick some daring films, maybe.
Yeah. I was quite annoyed with that one. I was like, yeah, that's the Oscars for you. Picking the wrong stuff.
Meanwhile... La La Land isn't winning anything.
That's right. I was cheering every time they lost.
I'm watching the show and we're like 2 hours in and La La Land hasn't won anything.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, holy shit, La La Land hasn't won anything. And why is Hacksaw Ridge winning shit?
I know.
it's all technical stuff, like sound mixing and stuff. And I'm like, that's cool. Yeah. That was the one cool thing about the film. Like, the second half is pretty good. I like the second half, but the sound mix is awesome.
Yeah.
And say what you will about the war scenes, kind of gratuitous, but the sound is awesome. Yeah. I'm like, okay, cool. We all know what's going to happen. La La is going to start sweeping shit. They're going to win like 10 awards.
Yeah.
But still,
yeah,
nothing is happening.
Yeah. Go ahead.
That's still kind of, I thought it was kind of cool. And then Adrian tweeted the greatest photo of all time.
Yeah.
Emma Stone cat.
That's right. Google Emma Stone cat and you'll see what we're talking about.
So good.
That cracked me up.
Priceless. And then the In Memoriam happened.
Yeah.
And they mentioned, the Bill Paxton thing. And I started to cry.
Mm-hmm.
And then like Bill Nunn came up and they did the love, hate from Do the Right Thing. I'm just like, Radio Rahim.
Yeah, man.
And I was losing it.
Yeah.
I was also crying. Abbas Kiarostami, who we're going to have in our movie club for the next episode.
Okay, yeah.
So we're close up,
which
really sucks. Gene Wilder, that's Frankenstein.
Yeah, that's so great.
Like Carrie Fisher,
yeah.
Just crying, and I'm just like, oh, fuck you, In Memoriam. Yeah. You always do this to me.
Yeah.
And I hate those things so much. And then... all my stuff started to come true.
Mm-hmm.
Holy crap. Kenneth Lonergan won.
Yeah, man. What was that? Original screenplay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay. Yeah. Okay. I'm liking the Oscars this year.
Nice.
They're picking stuff that's a little bit off the path. They could have just picked something else. But no, they actually picked the best script of the year.
Yeah.
Say what you will about Manchester. I know you're not as high on it as I am. I know for a damn fact that you love that script.
Oh, yeah. I was all in for that. As I was watching the movie, I was like, yeah, I can appreciate the craft that I'm watching right now. And it's all thanks to this beautiful script Lonergan put together. Yeah.
And then, bam, Barry Jenkins wins for script.
Yeah.
I forgot the other guy with him. The guy who originally wrote the short script.
Yeah.
But then Barry Jenkins won. And like, holy crap, this is like the stars are aligning here. What the hell is going on? This is like Bill's Oscars.
Yeah.
And then Casey Affleck won.
Yeah.
And I'm like, holy shit. I got to watch the Oscars more often. Like, this is awesome. And you got to say, if there's ever been two people who look so different than everybody else. Casey Affleck with his long hair and beard.
Yeah.
Kenneth Lonergan looks like a homeless person.
He did.
Among all these beautiful people.
Yeah.
I'm like, cool. Two of these things are not like the other. And I fucking loved it.
Yeah, man.
And I'm just, Casey Affleck gave the worst speech of all time.
It was brutal.
And I was clapping because he honestly doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's true.
He's all about the acting and all this shit. Means nothing to him.
Yeah, that's true.
And I'm like, that is so awesome. You're like the man.
Yeah.
And I'm so happy you finally got your Oscar that you should have got for Jesse James.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, so good. Chazelle won for director, whatever.
Yeah, they wanted to make history with that one. Yeah, that's all it was.
And I'm like, did you not see Moonlight? There's more artistic shit in like the slow-mo close-ups in Moonlight than there is in La La Land.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, but...
Yeah, La La Land, have you seen that breakdown of how it's basically just... it's like a glorified fan-made film of him just trying to recreate shots from older musicals.
Yeah, yeah.
Give me something original, man.
And that is Moonlight.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and then it happened. The Golden State Warriors collapsing to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
They got the 3-1 lead.
Yeah, Warren Beatty gets the wrong envelope.
Yeah.
Reads out La La Land as the winner.
Yeah.
And they all come up on the stage.
Yeah, man.
And three people had done speeches. And during midway through the third one, he goes, oh, by the way, we lost.
Yeah.
And then walks away. And there's people in the background taking the statues away. And everybody in the world is going, what the fuck is happening right now?
Yeah.
And then Jordan Horowitz, who might be the classiest man I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, yeah.
Who I think actually really loves Moonlight.
Oh, yeah.
Because he wasn't faking it, I don't think.
Yeah.
Said, no, Moonlight actually won. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait to give Barry Jenkins his Oscar. And yeah. I'm just like, holy shit.
Yeah.
This is like the biggest fuck up in the history of live television.
Yeah.
And Warren Beatty did it.
Yeah.
Until we found out he didn't.
Yeah.
But, and then I felt so sick.
Yeah.
Like, I felt really, like, sick to my stomach because not only did La La get fucked here, so did Moonlight.
Yeah.
They don't get their award time. They don't get to say their speeches.
Yeah.
All they were saying was, we're sorry, La La Land. That's really fucked up.
Yeah. And they didn't get the moment of hearing Moonlight and then everybody applauding as they're walking. Like, it really fucked the whole moment.
Yeah. Meanwhile, I'm pretty sure they're just screaming in Jimmy Kimmel's ear, fix it.
Yeah.
And what's Jimmy Kimmel going to do? He makes a joke about Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Which was good.
Yeah.
And I felt so bad. You know, say what you will about La La Land. They didn't do anything wrong.
Yeah.
They don't deserve that.
I agree.
Yeah. Like, they got like shots of Emma Stone finding out. She's like, what is going on? Like, and this show is Ryan Gosling. And he's like, kind of like nervously laughing. Cause what else the hell are you going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And nobody prepares themselves for hearing that they won and then have it snatched away. Like, that was so shitty. It was such a shitty way to end the show.
Yeah.
And yeah, everybody loses in that scenario. Like the Academy, La La Land and Moonlight. And that kind of, it just seems kind of fitting in a way because leading up to this for fucking 6 months, that's all we've been talking about is, well, not when I say we, the collective we, you know, film critics, film lovers, anybody with a blog talking about La La Land versus Moonlight. And that's what I really hate about the Oscars is how it makes us all shitty people rooting for our favorite movie.
Yeah. I like the idea of, okay, this is how I think it worked. I think that La La Land and Manchester by the Sea split the vote and Moonlight won.
Okay.
Because Manchester is the kind of film that a lot of people really like.
Oh, yeah.
And La La Land is the kind of film that a lot of people like, and they all vote for the same shit.
Yeah, that's true.
It's a preferential ballot.
Yeah.
So, whatever. It's my favorite film of the year.
Yeah, same here.
And that never happens. My favorite film of the year never wins the Oscar. Yeah. That's why I hate the Oscars.
Yeah.
And this one feels like it has an asterisk beside it, though.
It totally does.
And it's like, this is the Barry Bonds, I took steroids, best picture win.
Yeah. Yeah.
That sucks.
It does suck, man, to, just end on like that shitty low note. That was awful.
I was reading stories today, and a lot of people were at the after parties, and supposedly Damien Chazelle showed up for like 20 minutes and then left.
Oh, really?
I'm just like, I feel so bad for that dude.
Yeah.
Like, how is he ever going to live that down?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's terrible, terrible. I felt awful for everybody involved, and when I checked my Twitter, I had to scroll for like a good minute of people just going, what the fuck? I don't understand what's happening. What the hell's going on? At first, I thought the producer for La La Land was actually legit, just like, we can't accept this. We think Moonlight should win. And that was, I was kind of confused about that. I was like, well, you guys just won. And
see, that's oddly logical.
Yeah.
You don't expect what actually happened to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They Steve Harvey'd the final and biggest award of the night.
And then they cut the show.
Yeah.
Like Warren Beatty kind of explained it, but yeah.
Yeah.
There's going to be a movie about this in like five years.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Written and directed by Seth Rogen and James Franco. That whole group.
Seth Rogen and Michael J. Fox.
That was awesome.
Bravo.
Yeah, man.
I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was awesome.
That was a cool
moment. Seth Rogen wearing the Back to the Future shoes.
Yeah.
And just as his love for Back to the Future kind of came out.
Oh, yeah. And Michael J. Fox got a standing ovation.
As he probably should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's awesome. Thought that was really cool. And, you know, we're Canadians and that's a proud moment.
I also really liked Jimmy Kimmel destroying We Bought a Zoo.
That was awesome. I thought that was hilarious.
And talking about how he didn't do Manchester for the Chinese ponytail movie.
Yeah, that was good.
We're just going to lose $80 million.
Yeah.
And Manchester's nominated for Best Picture.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
Oh, man. It was so funny. Like, yeah, because it had a narrative to that because the previous movies, people were praising, you know, Meryl Streep and I forgot who else was involved in those little clips. And then they show We Bought a Zoo. Kimmel's just like, you can really see how hard he's trying to act in this scene. And, oh, it was so funny.
Yeah.
They're showing just
it was good.
Terrible clips with terrible dialogue. And
I love how people this morning or like right after the whole thing happened with the ballot thing were like, oh, that was totally like a Jimmy Kimmel, Matt Damon thing. And it was like a joke or something.
Yeah.
Was it a fucking joke?
No. Somebody screwed up.
No, there's people
who are a number of people
traumatized the rest of their life because of this.
Yeah.
And it's going to be the most talked about Oscars ever.
Yeah. Oh, it's so bad.
I'm glad I watched.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. Yeah. I wanted to make a couple of, I wrote a couple notes down here.
I wrote a shit ton. Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that's all good. The best lead actress was an absolute joke. I appreciate Emma Stone's performance in La La Land. But she was up against Ruth Negga. Should have been Amy Adams. Should have been in there.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Natalie Portman, Isabel Huppert.
The last two you named were better than Emma Stone times two.
Oh, absolutely.
I'm sorry.
Yeah,
it's true.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, if any of those three, Huppert, Negga, or Portman wins, I'll be happy. Then Emma Stone wins, and then she goes up and delivers this white privilege speech, and I was just like, fuck off.
Do you know who had the best political speech?
No, who's that?
Gael García Bernal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love that.
Just kind of out of the blue.
Mm-hmm.
They were doing two awards. They did the first one.
Yeah.
Perfectly fine. And then he just started talking about how he doesn't want Trump to build a wall.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah. I thought that was awesome.
Good on you, Gael García Bernal.
Yeah.
You were also really good in No.
Yeah, man.
A really damn awesome film.
Yeah. So yeah, that was really cool. And then cinematography, Bradford Young should have won there.
Yeah.
For Arrival, but they gave it to
Linus, whatever his name is, from La La Land.
Outside of the opening shot, I don't really remember many images from La La Land.
There's a lot of like dark shots.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was just flat. When you compare it to like Arrival or
Moonlight.
Yeah. I thought, yeah, Moonlight or Arrival should have won, I thought.
Yeah.
And then, of course, best score. They have to give it to the musical, but
that almost seems cheap.
It did to me, yeah.
And did you not see Jackie?
Yeah, Jackie. I've got that written down.
Yeah.
How do you pronounce her name?
Michael Levi?
Yeah. That's who should have won.
Yeah, she should have won that easily. That whole movie works because of her score.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's outstanding and just wrecks you in the best possible way. La La Land is just this cute, fartsy circle jerk movie. But you know what? By the time this recording hits, all of us will have forgotten about La La Land, so whatever. I'm still bitter about that movie.
Nice. Kick it while it's down.
Yeah, man.
I think
La La Land.
I think I respect them more now just because of that whole shit they had to go through.
Yeah, that's a good point. I do have a lot of respect for that producer. So, but yeah, those were the only kind of additional notes I made about the whole night. Are you going to watch next year?
I don't know.
I guess we'll see what's nominated.
Yeah, I got to have something that I want to win.
Yeah.
And I really wanted Kenny and Casey to win.
Yeah, absolutely.
I love Manchester by the Sea. It's not quite as good as Moonlight, but those two things, Those needed to happen.
Yeah.
Lonergan should have won for You Can Count on Me.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
That's a beautiful movie.
He's the best American writer going right now.
Yeah.
And yeah. Casey is just amazing in Manchester. So
yeah.
I'm happy. You know what sucks, though?
Oh, what's that?
I'm a fucking idiot. We did an Oscar pool at work.
Yeah.
I got like four wrong.
Oh, no way.
One of them, it was because I refused to vote for OJ.
Okay. That's awesome.
I put 13th.
Yeah.
And Denzel won the fucking SAG Award.
Yeah.
Which is voted on by actors.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, he's going to win the Oscar.
Yeah.
So I put Denzel Washington instead of Casey, even though Casey's my boy.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, I feel so dirty.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And I refused to put La La Land for score.
Yeah.
I had Michael Levi.
Yeah. That's who I would have voted for.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was full on shitty. I'm going to put you on the spot for a second here. Going to get all political up in here.
Nice.
Remember last two years maybe, that whole hashtag Oscars so white was very prevalent on social media. Do you think Oscars are still so white?
Yeah, because they fixed the African-American problem but didn't fix the rest of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking too. Like, sorry to put you on the spot. We didn't talk about this before.
That's cool.
Yeah, when you think about it.
Not like I don't do that to you all the time.
That's true.
Jesus.
That's true. That's a good point.
I always like every episode I do that to you. So go ahead. I don't care.
But yeah, when you think about foreign language movies, it's very rare that any of the phenomenal performances we see every single year get nominated for, you know, best lead actor, actress, supporting. You never see them nominated for screenplay, adapted screenplay, cinematography. You know, you could make tons of arguments that Tony Erdman could have been nominated for screenplay.
The actor from The Salesman.
Yeah, actor from The Salesman. And you think about how each, quote-unquote, foreign country can only submit one movie per country.
The whole idea of best foreign film sounds like segregation to me.
Oh, totally.
It should just be best film.
Yeah.
Let's just open that shit up.
Yeah.
Include animation in there, too.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
When you think about it, you know, you get countries like South Korea. They usually have at least 3 to 5 great movies every year, but they can only submit one.
The Handmaiden.
Handmaiden.
The Wailing.
Yeah.
Train to Busan.
Yeah.
I'm missing. That's three right there.
Yeah. There was another one I think played Fantastic Fest. I didn't see, though, but it got a ton of buzz.
And I'm just like, yeah, you're right. Like, and French-Canadian film.
Yeah,
French-Canadian. There's always more than one good French-Canadian film that doesn't involve Xavier Dolan.
Exactly. Yeah. You think about Iran. There's a lot of exciting filmmakers there. China always has great films. India.
I find it really weird that Australia was quote-unquote foreign film.
Yeah.
Tana, which was in a different language, was in a native language, was from Australia.
Yeah.
And why is Canada foreign? Because they speak French?
I guess so.
But an English one from Canada could be regular film. I don't get it.
Yeah. I don't understand.
All of them. One category.
Yeah.
No segregation.
Yeah. Yeah. So my thing is, Oscars so white, no, they still have a lot of work to go, but I think this year was a step in the right direction. So overall, I was pleased.
Yeah, so was I. This felt like it was my Oscars.
Yeah.
The person who likes good film.
Yeah. But they really need to get rid of bullshit like Hacksaw Ridge and even Hidden Figures, you know. I think the overall story is what people were voting on, not the actual execution of the movie, which I thought was a 3 out of 5 all day long.
Everybody loves that movie.
Yeah.
It's a crowd pleaser.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see David Ehrlich's tweet about how he ranked all the top 10, the top 9 of the Best Picture nominees? It's like La La Land, blah, blah, blah. And it was like near the end, it's like Hidden Figures, Syphilis, Hacksaw Ridge.
Yeah. Sounds about right. Yeah. So, yeah. It was cool they nominated Hell or High Water, though. That was awesome.
That was another cool moment when Mahershala Ali won. Jeff Bridges, on the way, when he was walking to the stage, Jeff Bridges patted him on the back. Mahershala turned around, went back, shook Jeff Bridges' hand.
Oh, yeah.
And then went on stage.
That was cool.
Because he's Jeff fucking Bridges. You shake his hand.
Yeah,
man. That's respect.
He's the master, dude.
Yeah.
yeah. way off topic, but on topic, what did you think of the candy flying from the ceiling, the rafters?
Good the first time.
Yeah. I thought it was funny. I captured a gif of Garfield catching a bag of candy and handing it to Casey Affleck. So,
yeah, Andrew Garfield was just standing there, like, grabbing shit. It was great. Yeah.
That was funny. And, you know, Denzel Washington looked pretty upset.
Oh, he sure did.
Yeah, because I think he thought he was a lock, and all of us did, really.
He won SAG. That's why I picked him.
Yeah.
Guess
yeah.
what, though?
Yeah, that's right.
Casey Affleck for the win.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, I guess I'll play it by ear next year, because this year I was like, okay, they gave Moonlight a ton of love. That's awesome. Jackie got some love. And
fuck the Oscars.
fuck the Oscars.
It is a catchy title.
It is. It really is. Yeah, so we hope we can at least communicate why we say fuck the Oscars. And it's because they still get so much wrong. The whole process and the whole pitting everybody against each other for 6 to 8 months. Rooting for Moonlight and La La Land like they're gladiators. And
it also went an hour over.
Oh, it did. Yeah. It was a long show.
How do you not pace that shit properly?
Yeah. True. It
shouldn't be that hard.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it for me, man.
I do appreciate that they played Zootopia. They played the music over top of their speech. So. I was like, yeah, play these motherfuckers off. Get them off the damn stage. So, cool.
That's it for me, man.
All right, same here. We should wrap it up. So that's our special episode, Fuck the Oscars Part 2.
Bonus show.
Bonus show.
I think that went better than the first Fuck the Oscars show.
It did.
Where I was like depressed the whole show. Yeah. I was just like, this isn't sounding very good.
That's true. Our hearts weren't there.
Yeah.
But now we know.
Wasn't that during our like first like 5 episodes where we just are absolutely dreadful.
Yeah, it was one of our first episodes. Do not go back and listen to those.
No, I don't.
It's bad.
If I could delete them, I would.
Yeah, I could, but I'll leave them there. Cool. Well, if you've stuck through this whole show, we thank you very much. We hope that you get something out of this, and we just love to have fun here. We're the 3%. That's kind of our motto, mantra.
Man. We're damn right.
Cool. All right, dude, let's get the hell out of here. Thanks very much for listening. We'll talk with you next time.
Peace.